Hunter Valley today with Darren Cattruppi talking about BHP's decision to close the Mount Arthur coal mine in 2030. For his view on this and his reaction, more importantly, Dave Lazell, Upper Hunter MP. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Good to speak to you.
So, your reaction to the announcement by BHP?
Well, look, I think the important thing is I welcome the fact that BHP are going to continue operation for another 8 years. I think it's a great thing that BHP are sticking around and they're going to finish the job that they started. I certainly was concerned when they were talking about selling the operation. I mean, there's a huge amount of rehabilitation. Everyone around Muswellbrook would know that Mount Arthur has a massive pit and the rehabilitation obligations on that particular mine are massive. So the thought that they were going to sell that to another organisation, knowing that some people have talked about a $700 million rehabilitation obligation. So, it's a huge job. I think it's a good thing. BHP are going to stick with it. They're going to put in a planning application to extend the mine out, which I'm sure will go through if it ticks all the right boxes. And then, of course, operation for another 8 years, right till 2030.
Are you saying it's a fait accompli they'll get the approval then?
No, not at all. I think based on what they're planning to do, it's all within the existing footprint of the mine, and it really is just minor alterations in terms of the timeline of that particular mine. To add another 4 years on to do very similar things without any additional impacts on the community, it's probably likely and most of it would support its approval. But it's a good time for the community to speak up as well and say, well, we've been happy about this and not happy about that. Are we happy with the way that BHP has been working with the community and vice versa? Great time for that conversation to be had. I'm sure it will.
Are you concerned about the impact this closure in 2030 will have on the state government coffers, considering those royalties that have been there for the last 20 years are suddenly going to disappear?
No, not at all, because, Darren, I'm making sure that, one, we've got a good, strong industry in the Hunter Valley, and whether that's going to be coal or whether that'll be new manufacturing or whatever new industries that I can manage to bring to the area going forward, I'll make sure that there is plenty of good jobs, a strong economy, and making sure that we pay for all those services that we use in this area.
What role will the work that's being done at the moment in the planning area to basically rezone some of these areas around the mines to allow the transition to start early rather than waiting, for instance, till 2030 when they suddenly hand the keys over as far as the operation of things go?
Well, Darren, you've really got to the pointy end of the issue that we've got in the Hunter Valley. And the key thing there, and perhaps a mistake on your behalf, is to say that, we can start this stuff in 2030. Well, the reality is, under mining leases and mining obligations, we cannot start on 2030. We have to wait 15 years for the rehabilitation to be done, to be complete, and then that needs to be signed off by the mining regulators. Look, and that is just too long as far as I'm concerned. We need to start that work now. We've got, mines which have closed this year, such as Muswellbrook Coal. They've got buffer lands that sit around that rehabilitation area. So we've got to be able to make use of those buffer lands and actually get new industries in there that require, sort of large-scale manufacturing, and get them in there and get them operating so they can take up the jobs that come out of these mines. And that's something that we've done a lot of work on to date. We're identifying where is the problems between the mining regulations, which is focused on keeping mining companies obligated for rehabilitation. On the other side, you've got planning controls, which is all about rezoning areas so they can be reused for different purposes. So we've got to be able to merge those two, identify a planning gateway for a new industry to be able to get approvals and get started before the rehabilitation is complete, and find ways to actually work in parallel instead of sort of a finish to start approach. And that's something myself, and I know the mayor Reynolds in Muswellbrook. We're working very closely on that particular issue. And once we get one done, then it will have to open it up for a whole bunch of others.
What's your expectation of BHP and in regards to their engagement with the community?
Well, look, I think BHP could always do better. I mean, they're the great Australian, right? So they're across all across the nation. They do a lot of good all the way across Australia. But in terms of the local community, I think they can do better in terms of that and make sure that they're present here and they leave with their head up high. You know, I think that they, you know, there has been a lot of issues in the past. They do have a very large sort of open cut area, which has caused a number of issues. And so, you know, them engaging with the community is more important than ever. You know, it's important to their reputation and it's important for that relationship between the community and the mine itself.
And to play devil's advocate, if all of this transition that we're talking about doesn't eventuate, are you concerned about the future of places like Muswellbrook?
Look, I think I have to make it happen. And it's most important that we actually open up land so companies can come in and actually build their facilities, and then we can make good jobs for all those people who are currently working in mines. They can actually transfer across and start working in new industry. It is absolutely critical, Darren. I think getting that done is at the forefront of my mind so that we make sure that we remain the industrial powerhouse for not just the next 20 years, but the next 50, 100 years, and that's what we want.
And what's the timeline for these changes to the regulations around the land use?
Well, look, there's been a number of attempts in the past to have a crack at this, and it's not easy. You've got to pull together all the different departments. I'm individually going around the departments at the moment trying to get their buy-in into this, and by the end of the year, we'll have a clear plan outlined of what we need to do in terms of legislation and going forward a plan on how we would actually make this all happen. So I expect that there's going to be a roundtable where we bring them all in, and I'm getting those commitments from departments that they will actually come to the table with good, solid answers, and we can identify where is the choke point for this plan going forward and what do we have to do to solve it. So by the end of the year, a good plan for legislation so that we can go into the new year trying to change the laws so that we can actually get this rolled out.
Would it not be a better option to get the Premier to crack some heads together and make it happen a little bit quicker?
Well, of course, you know, but you've got to bring everyone to the table. Look, there are challenges there, and as all government departments do, they're very quick to show you where all the challenges are. You know, it's the job of people like myself and Mayor Reynolds to actually work through with, you know, each of the problems and try and pull these people together and try to lead them out of what is a standoff between different sort of ideas and positions and make sure that it works for everyone, the plan going forward.
Sounds in some ways like the lunatics are running the asylum, but having worked in government, I know exactly what you're talking about. Dave, I know you'll be cracking the whip. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Darren. It's great to speak to you.
Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cotruppi on 981 2NM.